Come on and sing, let's sing, because we love the Lord. Bassist, one more time. Come on and sing, let's sing, come on and sing, let's sing, because we love the Lord. Altos, help us sing praises. Come on and sing, sing, pray. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Come on and sing, sing, pray. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Because we love the Lord. Altos, keep singing. Sopranos, help us. Come on and sing, sing, pray. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Come on and sing, sing, pray. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Because we love the Lord. This is where everybody fit in. Everybody, come on and sing, sing, pray. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Come on and sing, sing, pray. Yes, sing, sing, pray. Because we love the Lord. Everybody, let's do that one more time. Come on and sing, sing, praise. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Come on and sing, sing, pray. Alas, sing, sing, pray. Because we love the Lord. Bassist, we're going to bow. Come on and bow. Let's bow. Come on and bow. Let's bow. Because we love the Lord. Altos, unto him. Come on and bow unto a lad's bow. Come on and bow unto a lad's bow. Because we love the Lord. Sopranos, help us. Come on and bow unto him. Let's bow unto. Come on and bow unto. Let's bow. Because we love the Lord. This is for everybody. Come on and bow unto him. Let's bow unto. Come on and bow. Let's bow. Because we love the Lord. Let the church say. Amen. You know why that song is important for me to sing this morning? It's because I got to go down to the prison tonight. And Brother Winfred, I preached to a bunch of guys down there that only sang bass. We've tried the alto and soprano thing. It did not work, brother. So we got nothing but bass and a joyful noise down there at the prison. Brother Paul, that's all we got, man. That's all we got. And they sing like they got a joyful noise. So I just needed to warm up so I can get those guys going down there. You all be praying for me. It's good to be in the house of prayer this morning. It's good to have each and every one of you here, especially those visiting with us. We want you to know, if you're visiting, that you're most honored and welcome guests. And thank you for being here at the Poto Church of Christ. And ain't God good? Amen. Those kids say, we've got confidence. How much confidence you got in the Lord? Huh? You got a whole lot of confidence, brother? Or a whole lot of confidence. This morning, I want you to open your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Now, you all, this is a passage that you've heard me preach many times, and many others preach many times, but you know why I preach it so often? Because I just need to be reminded. Amen. Amen. And sometimes, you know, it's not that I preach the same thing, it's just that I glean much more from it as I go through life. Am I right? This is such a powerful passage. Jesus Christ speaking to us, and it is part of the Sermon of the Mount, you all. And the thing about Matthew 6, Jesus addresses worry 6 times in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus says, do not worry. 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 You reckon he's trying to tell us something? You reckon, brother, the Lord is saying, do not worry. You know, brother, let's begin reading in the verses 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by wearing can add one cubit to a stature? Jesus starts with a command, and now Jesus asks a question. Verse 28. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Brethren, the worst thing you can tell somebody when they are wearing is what? Don't worry. Am I right? Unless you have something that they don't. And when Jesus said, don't worry, I figure, brethren, he has already seen how this thing turns out. Am I right? So he says in verse 31 and 32, therefore do not worry, saying what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall wear, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. Brethren, these are things the world worries about. And if we're going to worry, church, worry about something worth worrying for. Am I right? If you just need to worry, worry about teen suicide. Worry about racism. Worry, brethren, about the crazy cycle of fear that we are in today, that we're all living in, church, if you just have to worry, but don't worry about the necessities of life. Am I right? So he says, for after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. How many of you all know that Jesus knows you need food? He knows you need clothing. He knows you need a roof over your head. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Brother, it's time to turn worry around. How many worriers do we have in the church this morning? Amen. Amen. Reckon this passage is going to be good for us? Amen, brethren. Why do you worry? That's the question. The command is, do not worry. And then the question is in verse 28, why do you worry? Well, brethren, at this point, if it was anybody else other than Jesus asking the question, I will say, sit down and let me tell you. Am I right? Oh, I got a list. How many of y'all got a list? Yeah. Oh, I got a list, Jesus. And I want to tell you why I wear it. Well, where do you want me to start, Jesus? Am I right, y'all? Y'all, this stuff is just so real. And Jesus says, why do you worry? Brethren, I think it's important that we stop and think about the reasons that we worry. Amen. The reasons, church, that we worry, and being honest about it, what I worry more about more than anything, church, is not what's happening to me, but it's whether or not what is in me is enough to handle what happens to me. Am I right? Do I have enough? Can I handle what's going to happen to me, Jesus? And so we start worrying, brethren. And so why do you worry? Well, anybody want to talk about that this morning? Amen. Amen. What do you worry about more than anything else? Ask yourself. Think about that. What do you worry about more than anything else? What's the thing that has kept you from sleeping at night? What is the thing that gets you up at 3:30 in the morning because your mind is spinning? Huh? Yeah, church, and this is how it happens to me. My mind just keeps spinning, right? And this is how it happens in the original language. The command is, do not worry or take no thought. That's literal. Think about that. Paul is saying a thought, church, that presents itself to you can start you spinning in a direction if you take it, but it can't start you spinning, brethren, if you don't hold on to it. Right? Amen. Church, see, but here's the thing about this, brethren. You can get a hold of a thought. And you can let it take you somewhere, but where you take that thought, brethren, you'll eventually find out that it takes you somewhere. And for me, church, a lot of times I end up in a spin cycle, a spin cycle of stress. I'm just worrying and worrying. And worrying. I notice this about worry, brethren. Worry is circular. Worry is going around and around and around. And church, it's not being concerned. There is a difference in being concerned about something. That's not what Jesus means by don't worry. It's almost like Jesus is saying, I don't have to pay my bills. Just look at the birds and the flowers. That was hippie day back then, wasn't it? when they started that. Marijuana didn't just start lately, brother. That's when that was. Don't worry about anything. Just look at the birds. Amen, brother. Do you want me to be like a bird, Lord? No, I want you to observe the birds. Because I want you to consider what they know that you don't. And maybe what they know that you don't is because they live where you don't, brethren, at a higher altitude. Observe the birds, Jesus says. Look at the birds. In order, brethren, to consider the birds, you've got to stop looking around to make sense of your life, brethren, because as long as you look around, church, you spin around and around and around, and you're worried about that, and you're worried what they got. You're worried what they got. Why don't have what they got? Why am I going through this? Why did that light turn red? Why did they move get in front of me? Why did they, when I, y'all see what I'm saying, brother? This is how this stuff works, brethren, and around, but you need to break the cycle, brethren, and consider that there is a God above who has gone before you, church, who lives within you, who is always for you, brethren, and you're spoken for, and you are known, and you're chosen, and you're called, and you're set apart. And when you do that, you'll see life at a different level. Am I right? Brethren, it's the truth. Where is like this? It's just simply, it's around and around. Come on, somebody. Am I right about it? It's around. And imagine how I feel right now. Huh? Lots of motion, but I keep ending up where I started. And I'm right back here. And only now I can't see straight. Right? Right, brother? And it's stuff, right, brother? And that's what it's like to toss and turn over stuff that you cannot control. Because, brethren, after you spent all day spinning, all night spinning in your head, and it starts with the most innocent thought. Amen? Church, the devil is not going to give you a bad thought. He's been at this a long time. He's going to give you an innocent thought and get you to take it in the wrong direction. Am I right? Brother, for example, on the surface, it doesn't seem that bad, but it's the way you spin it, right? How you spin it, brethren, determines the way you see it. Spinning. And brethren, let me tell you something. It's around and around and around, and it doesn't make any difference, church, because I'm not getting anywhere, brethren. I'm not working on it. I'm not making, brethren, any progress anywhere, and the devil gets me so dizzy that now by the time that I'm facing my real life challenges, brethren, I don't have the equilibrium to apply the effort, church, in the direction that would create a result. Why, preacher? Because I'm so dizzy, I can't find my balance, brethren, and now I don't know who to trust. Am I right? And I don't know what to do, church. That's why when you get to worship, you need to get your heart in the right place and stop spinning. How many started spinning before they got in here? Huh? I'm telling you, brethren, Jesus says, look up at the birds. And then he says, look at the flowers. I want you to notice something, brethren, that the flowers don't do that your mind have been doing lately. Jesus said in verse 28, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. They don't toil, church. They don't spin. And yet, look how God does that on that level. And he made you in his image, church. So what makes you think, brethren, that you have to spin in these cycles, these confusing cycles? It is the smallest things that get us spinning. Am I right? The smallest things, brethren, we go round and round in circles, and God is saying to us, it's your day to stop spinning. Your Father knows what you need, so stop spinning. Stop worrying about what God is already working on, and you just need to worship him. Amen. Huh? Amen. Amen. All worship is, brethren, is weary in reverse. That's what it is. Where is when I start with my situation and then I spin around and around and around, brethren, and God says, stop spinning. Instead of starting your meditation with your situation, brethren, start with your source. Woo! Am I right? When you know who your father is, it sends you in a different direction, brethren. I know who he is. I know what he's done for me, and I know what he's going to do for me, amen, because I know I serve a faithful God, right? Stop spinning. Now, church, I know that sounds like easy to do, but you got to practice this stuff. Around and around the Israelite goes, went for 43 years, and brethren, I can understand if it was working. But it's not working. And when you start with God, who God is, when you start with your source, brethren, you end up where you started. Come on, somebody. I start with God. I end with God. I start with worry. I end with worry. Y'all see it, brethren? If you start with God, church, you end with God. And if you start with fear, you end with fear, church. If you start with shortage, brethren, you end with shortage. There's a great story in the Old Testament. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. It kind of illustrates what I'm talking about. Elisha's servant woke up and found that the camp was surrounded by enemies, and he woke up Elisha, and he said to Elisha, alas, my master, what shall we do? See, that's exactly what you've been saying, right? What am I going to do? I don't have this. What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to wear. What am I going to do? I don't know what to post today. What am I going to do? Amen. And that's exactly, church, what we've been doing. And that's exactly what we've been saying. Alas, my master, what shall we do? You say the preacher is talking about lilies and birds, and I'm trying to pay my bills, and my mother has Alzheimer's, and I'm wondering. And I got more month than I got money. Anybody ever been there? Huh? No, have you really been there? Yeah, brother, you seem like, when is February going to end? Brother Paul, you know what I'm saying? I need the 1st and the 15th to hurry up and get here. Yeah, come on, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling, brother, listen, Elisha could have prayed for God to destroy the enemies and surrounded the camp, but he didn't. He prayed something more powerful. And what he said is what I'm praying for us, church. God doesn't take away our enemies. He doesn't take them away. What God does is he allows us to see beyond them. Am I right? He doesn't take your problems, brethren, away. He allows you to see beyond your problems. Am I right? Church, the first circle was the enemy. That's what the servant saw. He saw the enemy. And let me tell you something. That was real. Y'all see what I'm saying? This stuff we see is real in our lives. It's real that I got a bill due and I don't have the money. It's real, brethren, that the doctor gave me a bad report. That stuff is real. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. That he may see what? That there are more with us than those who are with them. Come on, y'all. So the first cycle says, I'm overwhelmed. Anybody ever been overwhelmed? Yeah, so I'm overwhelmed. And the first cycle says, I'm outnumbered. The first circle says, I don't have enough money. The first circle says, brethren, there's nothing I can do. And on the surface, brethren, that is true. Am I right? We walk by faith, not by sight. But the circle, second circle, brethren, when the servant opened his eyes, he saw who had been there all along. Come on, y'all. There was a host of angel armies surrounding the first circle. And what was on the outside was greater than what was on the inside. Whatever is surrounding you, brethren, God is already surrounding it.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Come on, preach, preacher. Yeah. I know. I got to encourage myself. I need this stuff. I know. I'm just telling y'all. I do. I'm no different than y'all. I'm human. Brother Paul, sometimes I get to wearing. I get to spinning, brethren. And I need to be reminded that somebody greater than me is on my side. And so much of our peace, brethren, is dependent on whether we can perceive the second circle. Am I right? And brethren, and see, when you live in the first circle, it's never enough. Never enough. If you start with enough, you end with not enough. And if you start with El Shaddai, more is more than enough. Am I right, brethren? You end with more than enough. So don't you worry, Jesus says. My Father knows what you need. How many of y'all know that? He knows what you need. I have needs, but I don't start with the need, brethren. Because if I start with the need, I'm going to end with a need. But if I start with God, who knows what I need, I end with a God who knows what I need. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning, brethren, and he is the end. He is the first, and he is the last. So Jesus says, verse 26, y'all thought I lost my, thought I lost that. Verse 30, look at the birds. Look at the birds. Look at the lilies. You are more valuable than them, and yet your Father cares for the lesser. Will he not much more take care of you? Huh? Which means this, if God is doing this, brethren, at this level of detail, don't you think that he already have determined, brethren, your expected end? If he's taking care of, I don't know what y'all call them, but in the hood we call them chi-chis. Huh? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody in here? Huh? My brother, right there. You know what a chi-chi is, don't you? They call them sparrows, but we call them chi-chis. Where they got the name, I don't know, but that's what we call them. So if God's going to take care of some chi-chis, don't you think he'll take care of you who's made in his image? Right, brother? See, brother, this is the thing, church. If he can do that, surely he can do this. If he did that, he can do this, brethren. There are some things in my life that God did. And if he did that, he can do this. This is the second circle. And this is where we've got to live, in the second circle. Right? But in order, church, to live, we've got to reverse our worry, because when you start with shortage, we end with shortage. If you start with shortage of time, you're going to end with some shortage of time. You start with some shortage of energy, you're going to end with shortage of energy. You start with some shortage of money, brethren, whatever it is, you're going to end with shortage of money. Don't you know? Watch him. Jesus is going somewhere with this, brethren. And we got to get it. If God cares for the lesser, he will take care of the greater. Listen, we are valuable to God. And Brother Paul, here's what I've been anxious to get to. Verse 33. Seek. Wait a minute. Don't you worry about what you're going to eat. Don't you worry about what you're going to wear. Don't you worry about what's going to cover you. Seek first. Not second. Not third. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not your own ideals, not your own appearances, brethren. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Isn't that funny, church? We're still posting 2,000 years later the same stuff that Jesus says for us not to worry about in Palestine. Isn't that something? You ever notice that, brethren? You get a post and you see all this food on somebody's table. Oh, that only comes on my thread. Oh, you see what somebody's... I'm not saying church is wrong. I'm just saying, brethren, that don't worry about this stuff. What we ate, what we wore, we're still worried about the same things. How am I going to make it? How am I going to pay this and pay that? But if we start with the kingdom, brethren, God will give me things. Seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. All these things will be added to you as well. Your peace, church, ought to be important to you. And the only way to have God's peace is to have God's priority. Huh? In my life, I've had a lack of peace because, brethren, something was wrong with my priorities. Church, the reason that I can prove to you that now is because it wasn't the presence of problems that created the absence of peace in my life. Sometimes in the midst, brethren, of my greatest problems, I have the greatest peace. I think that's because sometimes, church, problems help us to clarify our priorities. Huh? See, church, if I don't seek first the kingdom and I'm seeking the things, I run after the same things that pagans run after. And it would be like I don't even have a God in my real life. Let me ask you a question. As we're getting, I want you to really think about this. If you left your phone at the church building, would you come back and get it? You would? What if you were an hour away? What if you were 2 hours away? Would you? No, really. Would you come back and get your phone? Huh? Brethren, I've noticed that people will leave their peace just anywhere and never run back to get it. Huh? You can't even sit sometime through a sermon without, I need to check my phone. And I'm not getting on to you, brother. I'm just saying, and brother, here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it. You've got to seek God first in his righteousness. You've got to get your priorities straight, brethren. When I put God first, and I prioritize his purpose in my life, church, when I start with God, and I'm just telling you this, honestly, I end with God. Brother, this is not some Old Testament principle. That's why I preach giving back to God as God has prospered you. Huh? It's a principle, brother, that when you trust God, you invest your treasure into the one that you trust. If I start my resources, brethren, in the direction of God's kingdom, I can trust him to take care of my needs. It's about training my heart to trust God. You don't you know your biggest test of who you are in your spiritual walk is when this contribution bucket goes around? Let me tell you how that works. No, y'all don't let me tell you how that works. You get tight on your money. And you'll say, Okay, I'm a little tight. I used to give God this because I've seen him work in my life. He's been faithful. But now things have gotten tight, and now when the basket goes around, Lord, I know you know what I need. So I'm just going to keep a little bit of this to help you along. No, y'all not hear me. Y'all not hear me. How many of us are giving as God has prospered us? How many of us are giving according to and not out of? How many of us, brethren, does not take God's off the top, but we give him the scraps? And you wonder why you're not blessed. That's real talk, church. That's real talk. If you're faithful to him, brethren, if you trust him, if you've seen him work in your life, brethren, if he did it for you 20 years ago, don't you think he'll do it for you now? But he'll test you. He'll test you. And the elders, and they don't do this, but they may. And the elders will be like, preacher, you need to preach on giving. Why? Because our faith board don't correspond with our need. Y'all feeling me? And the Lord says, I got everything you need if you trust me. The Lord says, you cannot outgive me. Listen, people of God. If you're going to worry like the world worries, how are you going to win the world that we worry just like? Huh? Malachi says, they say, well, how am I robbing God? He said, by your tithes and offering. Well, we can get into the tithes and offering bit all day, but you know what? How many of us are truly giving back to God as he's prospered us? I think, brethren, one of the distinguishable marks of the people of God of the day that we live in a supernatural place, brethren, that will become so attractive to people in the world, that brethren, that we won't even have to preach to them. They just see us walking around like peacocks. Ain't got a dime in your pocket. Why? Come on, brother. Huh? Because we trust somebody who owns all the silver and all the gold and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Y'all ain't been there, huh? Y'all ain't been there. Church, they'll see our peace. And they'll know the author of the giver of our peace, church, and the Prince of Peace, whose name is Jesus. This is what I've learned to do. And I'm going to leave you with this. Brother Paul, so you can get ready. I'm going to leave him with this, and you can. I've learned to ask God to help me start my day spinning in the right direction. I've learned to ask God that. I get up, brother, sometimes I get up with some things on my mind, and I may be thinking about you all. I may be thinking about what's going on in my life, and I just get up spinning. And I ask God, Lord, please help me to spin in the right direction. And you know what? In church, I really do not need to watch the news within the first 30 minutes when I get up. I really don't. Am I right? I really don't, brethren. And there are certain people, brethren, I don't need to talk to early in the morning because they start me spinning in the wrong direction. I don't know about y'all, but I got some of those people. Let's learn what the flowers learned. If I stay planted, learn what the bird learned, brethren. If I stay above it, then my God will supply all my needs. How many in here are world-class warriors? World-class. Amen. Brother, now I want you, if you're a world-class wearer, you can become a world-class worshiper. Am I right? Take your peace back. If you build your house on the right foundation, you can withstand any storm. Church, when you know how, you have a father who knows how to feed you. He knows how to feed you. You don't have to run to the world for scraps. Now, brother, I'm preaching this morning because I know we all need this. I know, church. I've been there, and I need to be reminded sometimes that I've got to stop spinning, worrying about stuff that I don't have no business worrying about. If you're here this morning, what are you worried about? I know a Savior that loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. And he got up. He now sits on the right hand of God and he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How many of y'all believe that? But he says, come to me by faith. By faith. Faith. The substance, brethren, of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He says, you got to believe I am who I am. And I'll take care of you. You repent of your sins and confess him and be willing to be buried in a watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins that God may add you to the body of Christ. And you can have some hope. You don't have to worry like the world worries. On the other hand, if you're a child of God, brethren, and the day is a day that you take your peace back. Stop worrying. Does this make sense? If you're here this morning, and there's something, brother, we can help you with. You need some prayers. You need some prayers and some strength to help you. We're praying. We love you. But more importantly, God loves you. So we can help you. Won't you come? Stand and sing the song of invitation.